My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the word immaculate comes from the Latin word immaculatus, meaning unstained. The dogma of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary was defined by Pope Pius IX in the year 1954. And there are certain texts in the scripture that affirm this dogma. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God says, I will put opposition, hostility, antagonism between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. And in another text, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 28, the angel says, Hail, full of grace, referring to Mary. You see, whenever God wants to assign a special function to somebody, he will give the person the necessary graces that the person needs. That is sure. Remember that Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they destroyed that relationship between God and man and humanity. And God promised right away from that point when Adam and Eve sinned. He promised to send his son to amend that relationship, to rebuild that relationship between himself and humanity. And in order to fulfill that promise, he sent his son, who came and took flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, became like us in everything except sin. Then it is proper that that womb that we carry the Son of God, the Son of the Most High, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, must be pure, unstained, holy. The question is, this solemnity we are celebrating today, does it mean that Mary needed no redemption? No. Mary needed redemption because she was human like us. But the difference is that she received her redemption ahead of time, in advance, in a way to preserve her from the stain of the original sin. God gave her that grace to prevent her from partaking in the original sin, like all of us. So she was preserved both in body and soul, because she was going to be the mother of the Son of the Most High. And that womb that will carry Jesus, the Son of the Most High, must be pure, not stained in any way. So Mary was preserved both in body and soul. But in our own redemption, we receive the fruits of that redemption in our soul at baptism. So that of Mary was in advance, before, at the moment of her conception, she already received that redemption from God. It was a grace from God. So what are we going to learn from the solemnity of today? When God wants to give any person a special function, God will give the person all the necessary graces and whatever the person needs in order to carry out that function very well. For example, when God sent Moses to Egypt to tell Pharaoh to allow the people of Israel go and have their freedom, Moses complained that he was not eloquent enough to speak to Pharaoh. But God gave him all the needs, all the necessary graces, all the necessary helps he needed in order to carry out that function. So likewise, today, I may say, God called me to become a priest, but this work is too hard for me. Do not fear. Whatever, in whatever vocation you are called, God will give you the grace to carry out that vocation well. You may be a nurse, it is too difficult. You may be a teacher, you may say it is too difficult. Or whatever you may be in life, whatever vocation, married life is not easy. It's difficult. It's a difficult vocation, married life. But you have your graces to live on. You have all the needs. You have all the help, all the necessary helps you need in that vocation. So the only thing we have to do is to keep on forging ahead, asking God to keep on helping us to skate through. Mary was human, but through the grace of God, she accepted her function and did that very well. Likewise, all of us here can also carry out our functions well when we ask graces from God.